Friday and all the things it brings with it now as we ask one of our Culturefile guests to share some of their own listening, watching, reading and other pleasures. And this time Hilary Jaminski of Phibsborough Theatre Company Corps Ensemble shares with us her Culturefile likes.
I'm Hilary Jaminski. I'm the company manager and producer for the Corps Ensemble. The book I'm reading at the moment is called Fool's Fate by Robin Hobb. It's part of a fantasy series of 16 books. I'm a super nerd and I'm loving it. Film and TV, at the moment I am obsessed with the TV show Norseman on Netflix. It's like this parody spoof series of kind of Game of Thrones, Vikings sort of thing. It's hilarious.
That's a good boy. That's a good boy. Now take that shovel and carefully dig around my head here. You see, it's a little bit uncomfortable for me to be buried like this. Ow! Ow! What are you doing? You son of a whore!
It's an original series. I think it's produced in Norway, actually, but it's all in English. And it's kind of a spoof parody of, like, Vikings, Game of Thrones kind of series. And it's just really dark and really funny. I'm completely obsessed. I listen to loads of podcasts, but I just discovered a really interesting one called Sex with Emily. It's an American, I think she's like a sexologist and psychologist, and she has discussions with all different types of people about sex, relationships, like everything under that umbrella. And it's really, really interesting. She has some really fascinating people on as guests. I recently listened to the episode called Learning the Ropes with Kelly Shibari. And she is a plus size porn performer. And she's half Asian, half Irish. So that was really interesting. And she was just talking about her career. And she was the first plus size model to ever be on the front of Penthouse, which was really groundbreaking and interesting. So that episode in particular was like really cool.
I was kind of like, yeah, it's kind of cool. You know, first plus size girl on the cover of Penthouse Forum. But the response is so much bigger than I even thought it would be.
Because is it from just fans or is it everyone or other women? And
especially other women, but also guys who are like, yeah, we love big girls. We've been waiting for a plus size person to be on a men's magazine just in general.
I can't believe it's the first time.
Yeah, Maxim, FHM.
None of them.
And so a couple of people actually, this is like when it becomes really flattering is somebody was saying, it's just like having the first black girl on Playboy.
Yeah.
I am unashamedly a huge Taylor Swift fan. So I have been listening to her new album, Lover. I definitely watched her documentary on Netflix. I am not ashamed. I thought it was great. So yeah, I've been listening to a lot of Taylor Swift. I am kind of obsessed with the title song, Lover. I just think it's really, it tells a lovely story and, you know, I just love it. It's like an earworm and it stays in my head and I think it's brilliant. Can I go where you go? Can we always be this close forever and ever? So I recently went to this new restaurant off of Capel Street, I think. It's called Bullet and Duck. Half the restaurant does dumplings, which I love. Who doesn't? And the other half does like roast meats and like kind of Cantonese style. I think it's Cantonese style street food. And it is absolutely delicious. It's super small little restaurant. It's like a little hole in the wall. And it's just got the most awesome atmosphere. It's like very vibrant and bustling and the food is gorgeous and very affordable. Loved that. Shameless little plug for the Bohemian. I love getting a drink here after the show and I'm a huge gin and tonic fan and they recently, I think Alan recently made me a gin and tonic with the Seville orange gin, which I think is Tanqueray. And I thought it was just stunning, very crisp and refreshing. By no means am I a gin connoisseur, but it was really lovely. And that's my go-to drink now. Perfume. I'm kind of an all over the place perfume person. Like I just have loads of different bottles and I just pick one based on absolutely nothing. It's completely arbitrary. But at the moment I have one, I think it's Dolce & Gabbana Imperatrice, I think it's called. It's pink and it smells really nice. I couldn't tell you what it smells like, but it smells gorgeous.
The likes of Hilary Jaminski there, coming up at 7. It's the Culture File Weekly, where this time we're live streaming in Galway with Druid Theatre Company, in some woods in County Carlow with pianist Carol Nelson, listening to the voices behind the spray cans of Artist Collective Subset, and edging along the bookshelf of comedian Maurice Gohan. That's all in the Culture File Weekly, coming up at 7 here on RTE Lyric FM.